Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for our daily tech and business report. We are joined by Bloomberg's Emily Birnbaum. Several big app makers, including Meta and Spotify, are taking on Google and Apple over who should be responsible for verifying a user's age. So, Emily, let's start with going why age verification is becoming a thing now.
Over the last few years, there's been an increasing focus on how to protect children online. So, you know, there have been countless stories about children being stalked and abused on social media, and that's prompted lawmakers at the state and federal level to ask, you know, how can we stop this? How can we step in? And so that's where age verification has come in. According to some policymakers and child safety experts, it should be the responsibility of tech companies to block minors from services that they shouldn't be using. And that requires age verification, which is a process by which the companies ascertain the ages of their users.
What do the app makers do right now?
So what we reported today was that Meta, alongside the other apps, Match and Spotify, are launching a new lobbying group in Washington to take on what they call the smartphone duopoly. So that's Google and Apple. And so among some other policy priorities, the companies are advocating for federal legislation that would put the responsibility on the app stores for verifying users' ages. So that is mirroring legislation that passed in Utah. And so basically, they're banding together in coalition to try to make this happen at the federal level.
Technically, how hard is it to be able to do this for the apps?
It's pretty technologically complicated. You know, it's not so simple as just sending a picture of a driver's license. So whoever ends up bearing the responsibility for this is going to have to invest significantly in creating a system to verify people's ages, as well as ensuring the privacy of all of that very sensitive information, some of it about minors.
Are there other issues that the app makers are bringing up? Because it kind of feels like you get all these guys together and they're just going to go after Google and Apple together.
Yeah, there's a range of issues that they're focused on. They have three main prongs. So they're also advocating for interoperability. So that means making sure that Apple and Google don't discriminate against rival products. An example of that is making sure Apple's iPhone runs Spotify's music service, even though Apple runs a rival music streaming service. And so they're working on interoperability. And they're also advocating for fair treatment on the App Store. There's been a lot of coverage, a lot of litigation about Apple and Google's rules for the apps on their app stores. And this coalition wants to make sure Apple and Google don't overcharge app makers or make it harder to do business within their mobile ecosystems.
Well, there's already been pushback on a number of these issues, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Apple and Google, for their part, say that they treat app makers fairly. They say apps are actually better positioned to verify the ages of their users. So they've pushed back on pretty much all of these claims. And, you know, now there's a new coalition that's just going to try to force the issue even harder in Washington.
It sounds like you've got this coalition that's trying to work things out amongst themselves in the tech industry. But to what extent are lawmakers expressing a willingness to get involved since this coalition is based in Washington?
There's a lot of willingness among lawmakers. You know, they're coming in at a time when conservatives have expressed that they want to do something to crack down on big tech. And, you know, conservatives are in charge of all the levers of power in Washington right now. So there's an alignment there. They're coming in also as all of these states pass their own laws on these topics. The federal government is going to want to step in. And so there are lawmakers already working on age verification legislation, as well as legislation to crack down on Apple and Google's ownership of the app stores. And there's also federal cases, you know, at the Justice Department touching on some of these issues. So this is a very friendly environment for them to be coming in Washington.
Emily, thanks for the deep dive. That is Bloomberg's Emily Birnbaum. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.